Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, with a dash of stoicism thrown in for good measure. Today's episode is all about practicing gratitude, especially when things feel like they're going south faster than a dropped ice cream cone on a hot summer day. Ever find yourself stuck in a rut, drowning in negativity, and struggling to see the silver lining? Trust me, I've been there. But here's the thing. Stoicism isn't about ignoring your problems or putting on a fake smile when life throws you lemons. It's about shifting your perspective, finding those little gems of goodness even amidst the chaos. So, buckle up because we're diving deep into the practice of gratitude, exploring how it can be your secret weapon in tough times. Now, I know what you might be thinking, gratitude? In the middle of a crisis? Seriously? But hear me out. Cultivating gratitude isn't about being blissfully ignorant or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about recognizing that even when things are rough, there are still good things to be grateful for. It's about finding those tiny sparks of joy that can help you navigate the darkness. Think of it like this. Gratitude is a muscle, and just like any other muscle, the more you use it, the stronger it gets. Here are five key takeaways to keep in mind. First things first, gratitude isn't about minimizing your struggles or pretending they don't exist. Acknowledge your challenges, feel them, process them. Suppressing your emotions is like trying to bottle up a hurricane, it's only going to explode eventually. Stoicism encourages us to accept what we can't control and focus our energy on what we can. So, yeah, that tough situation sucks, but you can choose how you respond to it. Second, shift your focus from what you lack to what you already have. This doesn't mean ignoring your needs or desires, but rather practicing a mindful appreciation for the good stuff in your life. Think about it. Do you have a roof over your head? Access to clean water and food? Loving friends and family? These are things many people around the world dream of. Third, practice gratitude regularly. Make it a habit. Start by keeping a gratitude journal. Jot down three things you're grateful for each day, big or small. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to a heartwarming conversation with a loved one. The key is consistency. Fourth, express your gratitude. Tell someone how much they mean to you. Send a thank you note. A simple thank you can go a long way in brightening someone's day and fostering positive connections. Remember, genuine appreciation creates a ripple effect of kindness. And finally, remember that gratitude is not a one-time event. It's a journey, an ongoing practice. There will be days when it feels harder than others, but keep at it. Cultivating a grateful mindset can truly transform your life, especially during difficult times. You know that feeling when you're stuck in traffic and everything seems to be going wrong? Instead of letting frustration take over, imagine practicing gratitude for the fact that you have a vehicle to get where you need to go, or that you're even able to leave your house at all. Think about it. Sometimes those seemingly bad situations are actually opportunities in disguise. Maybe being stuck in traffic gives you time to catch up on a podcast or make some calls. Maybe the canceled event frees up your schedule for something more meaningful. So, remember, even when things get tough, there's always something to be grateful for. Practice those five key takeaways. Acknowledge your struggles, focus on what you have, express your gratitude, cultivate it regularly, and remember it's a journey. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. I hope you found this helpful. Remember, you're not alone in this. Share this episode with someone who might need a little dose of gratitude, or leave a review if you found it valuable. Until next time, keep those heads high and hearts full of gratitude.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.